Hey, this is Adam Penapinto. I'm the pastor here at Hope Covenant Church, and I'm so glad that you're joining with us today. Whether this is your first time listening or you're a part of our Hope Covenant Church family, we would love to connect with you via social media on all social media outlets or on our website, hopecovenant.cc. I hope this word encourages, inspires, and challenges you in your daily walk with God as we dig deeper into His Word. Let's jump right into today's message. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Philippians 4, and I'm going to read from 11 to 13 out of the NIV, Philippians 4, 11 to 13. I want to give you the context of this. Paul was writing this to the church of Philippi, and that's kind of amazing that he was writing this, but then when you take the context of it and you study where he was writing this, he was in a prison cell. So he is in a position of what we would consider bondage. He was bound to a prison, and he says this, the audacity of somebody in prison that would say this. He's writing this to the church of Philippi. He said, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. And there's a lot said there that I want to dissect. Verse 12, I know what it is to be in need. How many of you know what it is to be in need? In this room. And I know what it is to have plenty. How many of you had a season where you don't have a need? That's right. I have learned the secret. Everybody say learned. The secret of being content in every situation. Yeah. Whew, that will preach right now. I could drop the mic. We could all go home. Whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. We're going to look at that last verse and dissect the actual true meaning of that in just a minute. But we live in a culture of discontentment. We live in a culture of always looking at what's next. We live in the Instagram filter culture of we see things that are the perfect images that folks want you to see about them. Even ministers and pastors that preach out of their rightness with God but never talk about their shortcomings. I can promise you that's not me. I don't want the pressure of that. I'm human just like everybody else. I have issues just like everybody else. And by his grace, I am saved and set free and delivered. Can I get an amen? Amen? We live in a world that constantly tells us we need more. We need more. More money, more success, more status, more followers, more stuff. I just got an ad yesterday when I went on Instagram. It's like, how to get more followers. It's like, my God, I don't need anybody else following me. No, please. How to have more people peeping on your business. From billboards to social media, we're bombarded with messages that have this subtle whisper of you're not enough. You're not where you should be in life. Now, I want to debunk that today. Being content is countercultural. That is to say, culture's going this way, but being content's going in the opposite direction. I want to be countercultural, amen? Amen. As the body of Christ, we should be. Being content is not apathy, and I want to say that to every person in here. It doesn't mean you're stalling and you're at a standstill to be content. It means you're at a place of peace. Paul said that. That's right. It's peace in the midst of your process. How many of you know we're all in a process? God's doing something. We don't know what the beginning and the, we might know what the beginning looked like, but we don't know the beginning from the end, but he does. How do we have peace along the way when we don't know? How do we have peace when we're searching God for a new building and we don't know what this is going to look like, the lease here? How do we be at peace when we don't know what the job market is going to look like? And there's all this fear right now on the news that AI is going to take over jobs. And, you know, some are saying, no, it's not. Don't worry about it. Some are saying, yeah, you know, and IT positions and all these things, like, could they all be replaced? And, oh, my gosh, there's so much insecurity. What am I going to do? Don't live in the economy of man. Live in God's economy.
Amen. Yes.
And don't worry. It never added anything to your life. But it's not complacency to be content and know that I am in the center of God's will. What it looks like today is what it's supposed to be. That's a good place to be. To say, God, I don't necessarily understand this. Why? Why did I run in this direction knowing that you said to do this and I was confident in it and I fell flat? Why? Perhaps God is setting something up in the background that you don't see, that he is working all things together for the good according to those that love him. How many of you know that's scripture right there? That's gospel. I'm preaching the word of God this morning. You can trust this. It's peace in the midst of your process. It's a calm assurance that your life is in God's hands. That's what being content is. I want to look today at three truths about being content that we learn from Scripture. Number one is being content is learned. It's not automatic. It's learned. It's not automatic. Look at your neighbor. Say, it's learned. It's learned. If you're like me and you're a little special ed in this area because you got the big A for achiever, you got like a Red Bull dose of achieving and you like things to be perfect. You're a perfectionist. You want everything to just, okay, I'm done with this. He closed this door. I'm going into this door. I'm going into this. You just like connect the dots. Okay, Lord, that's how it's going to look. It's not always like that. Sometimes you go this way, and sometimes you go this way. And look, as long as you are surrendering to the Lord and asking him to bring the ordination to the steps that you planned, you have no worries. You go, but Pastor, it looks like I'm going backwards. I had to shut my business down, and I don't understand it. Perhaps God's got a better plan. Did you ever think about that? If you are trusting in the Lord and surrender to the Lord, you don't have any worries anymore. Do you know that it is impossible to trust in the Lord fully and have worries? Ouch. I need a Band-Aid for that one. We got to get to a place where we go, God, I don't understand this moment, but I understand one thing about you. It's that no matter what it looks like, you're good. Yes. And I can be content and at peace when there's turbulence. So being content is learned, not automatic. Paul said, I have learned to be content. We just read that. Yeah. That means being content doesn't come naturally. Whether you're an introvert, an extrovert, no matter what your temperament is, it's not automatic. It's something that you grow into. I'm growing into the grace of being content. And with maturity, that happens. When you begin to go, I don't get this, but God, I get you, and it's that you're good, and that you have this all figured out, that is a sign of spiritual maturity. When you start trusting in the Lord, and that doesn't mean that your flesh isn't going to tug at you, oh, I'm not mature because my flesh is, no, don't let the devil start messing with you. No, you tell him to shut up on a daily basis. When the enemy starts going, you're not content. See, he's preaching this, but you ain't living it. Tell him to shut up. Something you grow into. Notice Paul doesn't say, I was born content, or it came easy to me. No, he learned it through experience. And let me give you some experiences that he learned it. He learned it through being shipwrecked. Yeah, right. He learned it through being stoned and left for dead. He learned it through prison walls and missionary journeys. He learned it when he had plenty, and he learned it when he had nothing. Notice he learned it through the school of hard knocks. How many of y'all have been knocked around a little bit? Hey, that's a great thing. That means you're learning and you're growing. The president of the United States right now had a lot of failures if you look early on in his career before he made it. Did you know that about Donald Trump? Yeah, he had a lot of issues that went on, a lot of bankruptcies, a lot of things that were going on there. And I had a list, I didn't bring it today because it was too much to throw into today's message. But most successful people that you meet that you think are just, you know, walked into that, they didn't walk into that. They learned it through being shipwrecked. So just like muscles grow through resistance, being content grows through struggle. You get that? I'm on an eating plan right now, and I have a doctor who's trying to help me get into shape. And he'll talk to me about different areas of resistance. You know, I'll go, Doc, it hurts so bad. He goes, great, you're growing. This is good. I'm like, no, Doc, you're supposed to keep me from pain. You're supposed to write something for this. You're not supposed to celebrate that on the other end of the phone. That's what kind of sick torture is this? He's like, no, this is what develops your muscles. This is good. He was telling me, he's like, listen, you ran track when you were in school and you developed your leg muscles, but you didn't necessarily develop all the upper stuff. We're going to work on the upper stuff. I want to tell you, God is working on some of your upper stuff. God is developing some things in you, and it only happens through that resistance. It only happens through the struggle. Why? Because many times is the only time God has our attention. And I know that to be the case for me. That it's in moments of deep stress and deep turmoil that I go, God, where my help comes from? I need you. I need you. I need you. He goes, there you are, baby. I wish you'd just love on me when you even don't. But that's good. This week, I gave Liz and Hope what they have in my son and their sinuses. I went on drugs because for me, if I have a hangnail, I'm going to call the doctor. Liz is totally the opposite. Like, no, I'm fine. I can fight this. I can do this. Okay, whatever. You try having a baby. No, just any of the, these are some of the conversations we have. Y'all pray for Liz. That stuff comes up. It's real life right there. That's not the Instagram filter. But this week I noticed I was really crying out to the Lord. I was like, Lord, I don't know if I just canceled last week. I don't feel like I have a voice. I felt terrible. Yesterday I was driving around that. I was dizzy. It was all the things. And the enemy started jacking with my head. And how many of you know when you're on stuff, you're on medication, you're a little loopy and all that. And so I just laid in bed and I said, Lord, this is not my problem. And I got here this morning. And I stood behind this keyboard and the band. We had the quickest run through we've ever had. I opened up my mouth and I went, oh my God, it's so easy. Yeah. And the Lord was like, why didn't you trust me? Why weren't you content knowing that I would? And he didn't say what's wrong with you. He just gently was like, hey, this is a gentle nudge, a gentle encouragement. Would you stop worrying about it and start trusting in me for real? Because I'm God and you're not. And I told you it was going to be okay. And he did. He tried telling me three times. I was like, Peter, I was like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess, whatever. I'm just being real with you. I was stressed out. Maybe God has you in a season of learning. You're learning to be okay, even though the breakthrough hasn't come yet. It's easy when you see the breakthrough to go, oh, he's good. But how many of you are celebrating the breakthrough that's coming before you see it? Because now that's faith. You're believing in things you don't see, and you're going, I know he will. I know he will. And that's what ticked me off about Liz this morning. I went, Liz, I'm great. She goes, I knew you would be. What? I knew you would be. You always stress. She goes, you always stress about this stuff. I knew you would be. That's why I told you, just go to sleep, baby. It's going to be okay. Sure. You try pushing a baby out. I heard all this stuff, you know. Get out of my head. You're learning to praise him. Even though the promise hasn't manifested yet. You're learning to find joy in the middle, not just the end. That's that process that Paul's talking about. Number two, being content is rooted in perspective, not possessions. It's important because in America, we're all about stuff. We like our stuff so much that it's interrupted our worship. We obsess about the next thing. And I just heard Dave Ramsey say something very interesting this week, and I was like, amen. I was like shouting at the Dave Ramsey show. How many of you ever listen to Dave Ramsey? Anybody? Love him. He's good. It hurts so good. But he was talking about how it's the addiction to stuff that has people working harder all for stuff, and then they're wondering why they lack peace. And I went, that is so true. Like, we're not supposed to be on a treadmill of working for stuff. That's wrong, and we're so consumed about trying to keep up with the Joneses down the road. This is stupid, and it's robbing us from being content, and it's a slippery slope. Paul had moments of abundance and moments of lack, but his perspective was fixed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We often think if If I just had this one thing, I'd be happy. But here's the truth. What you have doesn't determine your being content. How you see what you have does. I want to talk about this. Philippians 4:13. It's often quoted out of context. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Many of you look at that through the lens of achievement. It's not how it was written. It's actually about endurance, not achievement. I can do. We hear that part. I can do. We actually talked about this at one of our discipleship classes that are they're starting in October, and we're going to have signups for those too. Just a short little commercial. You're going to want to get involved because they're great. It's not talking about what you can do. It's not talking about achieving. It's not talking about you walking in your own strength. It's talking about enduring through hardship. I can do all things because Christ will come and anoint me to get through this moment that looks difficult and is challenging. That he is literally helping me bench press the weight of the situation that I'm dealing with. It's about endurance. I can do all things is not the I can. It's he could do all things through Christ. That's the part. Through Christ that we need to focus on. Perspective says, I may not be where I want to be, but I thank God I'm not where I used to be. That's a good way to fix your perspective. Another one, I might not have all I hoped for, but I have all that I need for today. This season may be stretching me, but it is not destroying me. Some of y'all need to say that every morning. Remember that song, Trading My Sorrows? I'm trading my sorrows. If you are a 90s church baby, you understand what I'm talking about. Pressed but not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned, struck down, but I'm not destroyed. I love that. Yeah. Colossians 3, verses 2 to 4, it says this. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. We're sometimes so earthly minded and so limited in our perspective on we've got to make it happen for today. We got to make it happen for the family. We got to make it happen for this person. We got to make it happen. We got to achieve. We got to do. We got to do. Instead of focusing on eternity, focusing on heaven's perspective is, you know what? This is enough. I've given you everything, Lord. I've done this. I've sacrificed. Now I'm trusting you with the rest. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life. I want to ask you, have you died to this life? Or is it what's driving your thoughts? The Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Or are you eternal minded? Are you focused on the person that's across from you that desperately needs to hear the message of Jesus? That's eternity minded. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. Oh, that's good right there. Your contentment grows when you focus on what God has done, not on what you're still waiting for. I'm going to read that again. Your contentment grows when you focus on what God has done, not what you're still waiting for. And the last point for today is being content comes from trusting in God's timing. Let's be honest, much of our discontentment comes from comparing our timeline to someone else's. You ever see someone get a promotion or someone get a new house, someone get a new car, the blessings of the Lord are showering down on them and you're going, God, I'm really happy for them, but what about me? No, take the what about me thing and say, Lord, I thank you. You've got me in mind too. You just start thanking the Lord ahead of time. You see their promotion, you see their engagement. You see their new house, you see their highlighted reel, and it makes you wonder, God, what about me? Being content is deeply tied to trust, trusting that God's timing is better than yours. It says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11, this is talking about God, has made everything beautiful in its time. Let's read this together. Can we put this up there? Let's read this together. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. That's a great verse of relief right there. That the Lord's timing, it will be beautiful if it's in God's timing. It will train wreck if it's in my timing. I cannot tell you, at this time in my life, I am thanking God more from the things that he's saved me from, the platform that he hasn't allowed me to get on that would have wrecked me if I would have gotten it when I didn't have the maturity that I needed for that moment. That's something that comes with maturity. And I'm thanking God more and more for his delays. I'm thanking God more and more for his time and not my schedule, your schedule, God. I'm thanking God that he's building character before he gives me that platform. I'm thanking God that he's strengthening my faith before he opens the next door. And I'm thanking God that he's preparing the environment before he places me in it. He's preparing the environment before he places you in it. In other words, God's got something for you that might be a next step that he's preparing the way, and he's getting everything orchestrated in the background, and you're all in a hurry, and he's going, it's not ready yet. When you have a home builder and they're building a house, mom and dad built a house about a decade ago, and I remember mom like chomping at the bit to get in the house, but the builder needed to do things, and they needed to do them quality, and it took some extra time, and I remember her saying, I just can't wait to get in this thing. But they were still preparing the way. I believe that's many of you in this room. You are seeking God for the next step. Trust me when I say he's preparing the way. He's not forgotten about you. And I want to end with this, and we're going to hand out communion if we can do that. If you rush what God is doing, you may get the blessing before you're ready to carry it. And I want to read that again. If you rush what God is doing, you may get the blessing before you're ready to carry it. I want the blessing when I'm prepared by the Lord for what it is that he's calling me to. We'll do part two next week. I want to encourage you, bring somebody next week that you know is struggling. We're gonna give some tactics in how to surrender next week. We're gonna go even deeper with this. And I promise you, if you'll surrender to the Lord, you are gonna see freedom. You are gonna see freedom. You're gonna see where things are lighter, things are that you could breathe a little easier. Amen. How many of you want that? I thank you, God, for the best week. I thank you, Lord, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Lord, we trust you no matter what the circumstances. We thank you that we can do all things because you will do all things in Jesus' name. If you enjoyed today's message, I want to encourage you to like it and share it on social media or jump onto our website, hopecovenant.cc, and click on our giving link and help us continue to share the message of Jesus across the world. God bless you and have an awesome week.